Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Mark Roaring in all that jazz.
Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkaway Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Yeah, we fared it, right? Not one, but two nor'easters this week coming up the coast. I have to say, I lost power the first time, out for 4 or 5 days, rescued by my lovely sister, who let me back to New Jersey with her. And then when I came home, almost lost it a second time, flickering in and out, but barely hung on. And I got myself among the lucky ones. Some folks are still out after last week's first storm, and a week and change, they're still waiting on the power company. Tough stuff indeed. Hang in there, folks. Another one may be brewing up the coast on Monday, but we'll have to see. Let's keep those vibes going, right? Hang in. We'll take it on. We will have some great music, including your inspired Forgotten 45s. We'll take on the cultural cacophony in measured doses, of course, Inspiration to Action Challenge, and get you in the mix. Are you listening live? It is Friday, March 9th. Later than usual start, it's 10 a.m. out west, noon central, and 1 here in the east. So we'll get our lunch on. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. Twitter feed 24/7, as you know, at AB Wright. Social media maven Aurora in the booth with our producer, Judy Hart. They have the Facebook page and our PopNet chat box open. So as we always say, have at us, whatever way works for you. And the show today is brought to you in part by Old Navy. Dare I say it's time to spring forward for styles and savings with Old Navy. Also by Dunkin' Donuts. You can now brew up that great Dunkin' Donuts coffee flavor where you buy groceries, buy yourself a bag, and bring it home. And by PopNet, arts, culture, and conversation on air, online. PopNet features select editions of the Amy Beth Arkaway Show and those robust roundtables. Things got a, shall we say, stormy yesterday. And we were late today because so honored to be a guest on the Arts Radio Network earlier this morning talking about creativity and the Inspiration to Action Challenge. It's growing in our field of influence, if you will. And then we talked politics and some crazy stuff. The new group of folks on a channel called Deep Take Talk, sort of like Deep State Talk. Not conspiracy theorists, I don't think, but they're a bunch of characters. So a lot of fun. Really enjoyed it. A little tight sneakers to be in demand on a Friday, though. But happy that the TCS crew and our streaming captains made it possible for us to delay an hour. So anybody, we did the social promotion that it was going to be on at noon Eastern time. If you tuned in and it wasn't there and you're tuning in now, I'm glad to have you. Tune in later and you're listening and you're on podcast, that's okay too, because you know how it all works. But we'll get you all together, no problem. Grab yourself that cup of joe and maybe a sandwich as we get ready to embrace the windy weather. It is the Amy Beth Arkaway Show. Happy to have you aboard.
Down the streets of the city of mine. cold has got a soul to tune. Yeah, they're freezing up in Buffalo, stuck in their cars, and I'm lying here, need the sun and the stars. Customs man tells her that she's gotta leave. She's got a plan hidden up her shrewd sleeve. Wants to find her a captain, a man of strong mind, and in any direction he blows will be fine. Please don't say mañana if you don't mean it. I have heard those words for so very long. Don't try to describe the ocean if you've never seen it. Don't ever forget that you just may wind up being wrong. The way I had it planned, hanging out in a marina when Steve Martin calls, singing anybody there really wanna get small. Women and water in short supply, not enough dope for us all to get high. I hear it gets better, that's what they say, as soon as we sail on the Cane Garden Bay.
Johnny's in the basement. Hold on. Before I begin, Sharon over here is doing the sign language. She's got a lot of signs worked out. I say good luck to you, Sharon. There's a lot of words in this song. She's worked very hard. Give her a round of applause here. You ready?
Johnny's in the basement, mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement, thinking about the government. Man in a trench coat, badge out, laid off. Since he's got a bad cough, wants to get paid off. Look out, kids, something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway. Looking for a new friend, a man in a cool skin cap and a pink bed. Wants $11 bills, but you only got 10. Feet, foot, face full of black soot, tucking at the heat, put plants in a bed for bone staff anyway. Maggie says I'm in his cinemas, fuck her, they make orders from the DA. Look out, kids, no matter what you did. Walk on your tiptoes, no time, no votes. Better stay away from those that can't ride a fire hose. If I clean those and wash your plain clothes, you don't need a weatherman, I know it's where the wind blows. Well, hang there. Hard to tell if anything is gonna sail. Try hard, get far, get back, right there. Get jailed, jump fail. Don't need on me if you fail. Look out, kids, you're gonna get hit. I lose this cheat, it's six-time users. Hanging around the feeders, a girl by the whirlpool is looking for a new fool. Don't follow leaders, what the fuck are people? Special guest Justin Papp on the second drum right here. With the Simon Police on the second drum up there. Keep on short pants, learn to dance, get dressed, get blessed. Gotta be a success, please and please, sir. Buy gifts, don't steal, don't rip. 20 years of school and they put you on the dash. Look out, kids, they got it all here. Dump down a manhole, light yourself a candle. Don't wear sandals and try to avoid a scandal. You don't wanna be a bum, you better chew gum. The pump don't work, cause the van took the handle.
Now I've heard everything.
You were the sunshine, baby, whenever you smiled. But I call you Stormy today.
bring back that sunny day. Classics 4 on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, Not So Forgotten 45 for Simp and Tyler. Thanks for chiming in. I swear I saw flurries on my window just a few minutes ago. Boy, this winter's hanging on, right? Subterranean Homesick Blues, the Bob Dylan classic done up by the Lumineers. Jimmy Buffett, looking for warmer climates in Manana. And the Association, Windy, that one for Shay and for Hillary. Thanks, guys, for checking in. I appreciate it. Go around that social media horn on the PopNet chat box. Sally checking in. She says, usually listen to the podcast lifestyle, listening live today, really enjoying it. Well, thank you, Sally. I appreciate it. And Dom, who has become a hearty regular via PopNet chat box, says, tuned in at noon. You weren't here. Back at 1, listening live. You're worth the wait. Well, thank you, Dom. Hey, I really appreciate it. You know, you keep buttering me up. It works. It works. Flattery works every darn time. Really do appreciate it. Thanks for being patient because it was tight sneakers getting the show on at all. But we did it. TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora, they pulled some magic, that's for sure. On the Twitter feed, a lot of folks chiming in about the Stormy Daniels. Dear Gigi says it's not going to go away. The porn deal is big. He thinks it's not, but it is. Well, so far he's not paying big price, but under the gun is his press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, because apparently she let something slip out the other day about this arbitration deal. Nobody was supposed to know about it. And she has to sort of backpedal. She always says, not that I know of. I haven't spoken to the president about that. Gives herself a little bit of cover. It's a tough gig, but she signed on, and she seems to lie with impunity the way her boss does. Her predecessor, Sean Spicer, had a harder time of it. He always seemed to be on the brink of breaking out into a cold sweat. But she doesn't seem to have a problem. But she does grimace a lot, I guess. Maybe she does have a bit of a problem. It gets harder as you go. Spin Doctor writes in on Twitter, remember when the porn star sued President Barack Obama after he paid her hush money to keep silent about her affair while Michelle was at home nursing their newborn daughter? Yeah, me neither. Yeah, that would never have happened, right? That's what burns the fright wing. Obama, 8 years of the presidency, never one stinking scandal. Wow. Because, you know, if there was one, they would have run it into the ground. Unbelievable. Tara writes in, hey, what is Melania Trump waiting for? She's rich. She's still young enough to enjoy her life. Go get a divorce already. Hashtag Stormy Daniels. Well, yeah, maybe after the presidency is over, because I think it's kind of tricky. Can you imagine? Well, we've never had a presidency like this before, so maybe we could have an ongoing divorce dispute. That would be amazing. Alt writes in, so glad we avoided all the drama of having a female president. And instead, we have a president under investigation for treason, also being sued by a porn star he cheated on his third wife with for not signing the NDA he paid for her during the campaign with the campaign funds, hashtag Stormy Daniels. On and on it goes. I don't know. It's a scandal, and there's so many of them. But then again, did he have a bad week, if you think about it? The tariff deal got a lot of blowback from some Republicans, but the American steelworkers are behind him, and he's going to do carve-outs for the Canadians and the Mexicans, so maybe it won't be so bad. Job numbers were fantastic. So you know how Trump is. I mean, he says everything's good. And he's going to meet with Kim Jong-un, probably on Kim Jong-un's home turf. That's bizarre, too. Well, it just sort of trickles in, all the good news, the bad news, the scandal.
Let me your Cadillac. Gotta go to the park. not a baby show. It's for young adults.
It's all right. No, 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 no.
45 on the Amy Beth Arkwe Show. Also, here comes son Richie Havens with the great Beatles classic. It has indeed been a long, cold, lonely winter. Keep seeing flurries outside my window. I don't think they predicted this, did they? Ouch a doodle do. The winter song, the head and the heart. And apologies, Bonnie requested Manhattan Transfer and Trickle Trickle. I darn forgot the song. Had a cold open. Sorry. Good stuff indeed. The winter is clinging, as is the Stormy Daniels. Will a porn star take down the president? It's, remember, Teflon Don, so don't count on it, but people are pretty obsessed. We had a really lively discussion about it yesterday. Topnet, a little bit today also on that Deep Take Talk, that's what they're called, show. But a lot of people on our show are kind of obsessed, so let's go around the social media horn a bit. On Twitter in particular, David says, if you can't trust a president, under the terms of a standard non-disclosure agreement with an adult film star, then I fear we may have lost our way as a people. Hashtag Stormy Daniels. Indeed, I know. It's tough. B says it's pretty bad when a porn star suing the president is a future sign of major, major trouble. Well, we'll see. We'll see what kind of trouble it's a sign of. And, you know, in the wake of the Me Too movement, Donald Trump seems to be the only one still standing of the, shall we say, pervy guys. I don't know. But there was a study, somebody said, or a survey, that one in four men surveyed, not sure who they surveyed or where they got these guys, but still believe it's okay to have sex with your boss in an office setting. So I don't know. Was it a Harvey Weinstein Institute for Social Advancement? Oh, by the way, he's on the brink of perhaps being arrested on rape. That hasn't happened yet, but the Manhattan DA thinking about it, seriously. They were thinking about indicting Ivanka and Donald Trump Jr. too at one point, and that kind of went away after some campaign contributions. Never mind, let's not go there. But speaking of women being empowered and all that stuff that showed up in the Oscars, God bless you, Frances McDormand. I was talking about her the other day. Wow, 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 her speech. The dress, not so much, but the speech, incredible. And what she had to say about the inclusion rider and empowering people, I think, is so important. In fact, I heard Michael B. Jordan, the actor, said he is going to have inclusion riders in all of his contracts with his production company. So things start to catch on, and people get involved in getting diversity. The inclusion rider is for women and minorities to be represented in an equal fashion behind the scenes as well as in front of the camera. Because as we talked about last week when we were talking about the Oscars, 72% of all behind-the-scenes jobs in Hollywood are still done by men. So a long way, baby, indeed we've come. A long way we still have to go, but we're working on it. So in the wake of the Me Too movement and women becoming empowered, Barbie has decided to enter the 21st century in full force. You know, Barbie was on the wane in terms of sales. A lot of moms surveyed said they don't want to get their kids, their daughters, Barbie dolls because it sets a bad role model. So what did the folks at Mattel and Barbie go out and do? Well, they came out with 17 Barbies that highlight 17 remarkable women, including Katherine Johnson, who is the NASA mathematician and physicist, who was one of the folks featured in that great film Hidden Figures, Frida Kahlo, the artist, filmmakers Patty Jenkins and Ava DuVernay are featured, among others, Ashley Graham, who's a full-bodied model and body activist. They have a whole slew of folks, and we posted, Amelia Earhart, I think, is on there. We posted on social media yesterday. I'll post it again for you so you can take a peek at these 17 remarkable women who are now having their versions of Barbie dolls. What a fascinating idea, and one that is long overdue, to help little girls become empowered to think more than just the glam and glitz of what Barbie stood for, but to have, and there's a story attached, I guess, they give a booklet to the story behind the person and what that person, that woman has accomplished, which I think is fascinating. So good on you, Barbie people. And good on your moms for participating in all of that, too, because women need to celebrate each other. Yeah, here's Chaka Khan. She is indeed every woman, particularly for you, Bridget.
Remember, you're fighting for this woman's honor, which is probably more than she ever did.
They just pass it on.
Hello? Is this thing on? We are indeed experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. Okay, that's connecting it.
of my travel.
Well, we've never had a president who went before, so maybe we could have an ongoing divorce dispute. That would be
issues.